Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ. 105 The Fan. Sean's out. He is back on an airplane on the way home to Dallas-Fort Worth from Vegas from his engagement moon. So we have Pat Doney in studio from NBC. Of course, Roy is back from paternity leave, and then Troy here as always. The Cowboys will board a jet a month from tomorrow and head out to beautiful, lovely, 70-degree Oxnard, California. I don't believe they go to Point Mugu Air Force Base anymore.
They did not last year because there was new leadership at the base there. And I don't think that with it being new leadership that had just started recently around training camp, they weren't comfortable giving the green light on that. So I'm not sure if they'll be back there again this year or not. But I will tell you that made things a lot less convenient for everyone involved having to go through LAX. The Cowboys, when they played up in San Francisco last year, because the 49ers stadium is actually in San Jose and Santa Clara there, they had to go from LAX to the San Francisco airport, drive to the game in Santa Clara. The game ends at 11 p.m. The San Jose airport is closed at 11 p.m. So they had to bus back to the San Francisco airport, fly to LAX, and drive the hour and 30 minutes north to Oxnard. The team did not get back to the hotel in Oxnard till 6 in the morning.
Oh, sounds fantastic.
So, and they play the 49ers again this year in the first preseason game.
Oh, very nice. That'll be lovely.
Do it again.
So, actually, the San Francisco 49ers could be a part of this list because talk about quarterbacks are the most approved.
Sure, yeah.
You know, if you look at it this year, which quarterbacks in the NFL have the most to prove, most to lose for that matter. Because a lot of what people have to prove is money related. Obviously, I think everyone would put Dak on that list, right? Would anybody not?
He's up there. Yeah, for sure.
I wouldn't have him in my top five of quarterbacks with something to prove. And the reason being, I'm just basing it on you have something to prove that's going to set your financials for the coming years. And for Dak Prescott, I think all that is set. He could have a terrible season in 2019, and I don't think that's going to matter because I think he's going to get paid before that season ever comes to fruition. So I don't have Dak. From a perception standpoint, he certainly has a lot to prove. There are naysayers and doubters, as there are with any quarterback in the NFL, but I think there are several guys that have more to prove in 2019 than Dak Prescott.
He's number three for me on my list of the top three, just because he has been good at times. I think his overall numbers and the signs point to him continually getting better. As I said when I filled in for you a couple weeks ago, his numbers are very comparable to Russell Wilson and Tom Brady's their first 3 years as starting quarterbacks. Do I think he's going to be those guys? Of course not. You know, those are Hall of Famers, but I think he could be very good. But if he gets paid, the way I look at this list is it's guys who have gotten paid to be the guy and now have to prove they can be the guy. So to me, he is number three on my list of that. But there are two guys who I have on the list above him who really need to prove it even more because I don't think they've proven it over the last few years the way that Dak has to that extent, even though they've gotten paid.
For me, it's Derek Carr. If I was going to go, I could run out a list of guys that just come to my mind. Dak,
the number one. Who's the number one? Because to me, the number one and number two should be the same guys for everybody. It's Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota.
Oh, they're not even guys, on my list.
I don't
have them on my list.
With nothing to prove? I can understand where you just want to keep this to the upper echelon of quarterbacks, right? And who can prove they can take the next step. But I'm looking at it from a standpoint of guys who are trying to stay in the NFL and maintain a level of people thinking and believing they're a starting NFL quarterback. And for Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, if they don't prove that they have something in 2019, that dream is over for the both of them.
Jameis is going to be a starting quarterback next year in the league. Jameis was second or third or fourth in the last 2 years in yardage. His QBR was better than Aaron Rodgers last year.
And now he's working with Bruce Arians.
I have no doubt that Jameis is getting another contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not even looking at it. I just don't think that he, because their team is so bad, I'm not even thinking about him.
Yeah. Number two for me is Jimmy Garoppolo, just because he hasn't really done it, and he got paid in a huge way, so now he's back. And he would have been toward the top of the list for me last year, then he gets hurt on top of it and spends all last year hurt. So, and I think the 49ers have a chance to be kind of a sleeper team this year. So number two on the list for me is Jimmy Garoppolo, with all the money he got, paid like an NFL starter when he had never really proven that he could be an NFL starter beyond the hype of the few games that he played for the Patriots. And I think he's going to be good, but I think he has to show it this year, or else people are going to start to... Again, this goes back to what I was saying a second ago, Roy. I'm not looking at it as guys who need to get their money.
Yep.
It's more guys who have gotten their money and need to prove that they deserve their money. That's why number one on my list is Carson Wentz, because he just got paid like a guy who should play like an Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson. And while he had that one season that he was playing at a top-tier level, he's been hurt so much. He needs to prove that he can go out and play an entire season, not get injured, play at a high level. And plus, they had to pay him in a way to where he doesn't necessarily have the weapons that he once had there in Philadelphia as well. So I think that Carson's the guy, right with Jimmy Garoppolo, one and two, that I'm looking at saying they have to go out and prove that they are worth the money that they got. And that's why Dak would be number three, assuming he gets the deal that we think he's going to get.
Carr was number one for me. I have Garoppolo as well. And then I do have Carson Wentz. I thought initially of not having Carson because he's already been paid. But then I'm like, well, so is Derek Carr. And so is Jimmy. So I've got to include Carson. Carson's problem is that he has a ring that he had nothing that, well, he didn't have anything to do with it. He did. He had a lot to do with it.
Great regular season. Yeah.
Yeah, he did have a lot to do with it. So I'm not going to say he doesn't have a ring. He absolutely has one. But
it's also hard to say he won a ring. You know, I don't feel comfortable saying Carson Wentz won a ring. He has a ring. He didn't win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, getting your team to the playoffs is just as important.
If it was, they'd hand out rings for it, though.
But you can't win the ring without getting there.
Then you want Jason Garrett sticking around for a long time?
I'm okay with Jason.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with Jason.
I mean, I don't disagree with your point, Chop, but at the same time, like, there are quarterbacks that make the playoffs 10 years in a row that don't.
And I would sign them up as my quarterback any day of the week.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm with you, because I feel like whoever gets in the playoffs, it's an open tournament, and I'm not a believer, other than Belichick and Brady have proven to be, you know, this to be the exception to this.
It's a crapshoot.
It's a crapshoot, and I don't think just because one team and one coach or one player has been bad in one season of the playoffs means they're going to be good the next year or bad the next year. I mean, Peyton Manning was the biggest choke artist forever, and then look what he ended up doing in a couple of, you know, winning some Super Bowls too. In baseball, we've seen A-Rod, you know, couldn't be big, and then he won in the World Series. So, I'm with you. If you get to the playoffs, you deserve the credit, because I think that if you get there, you got a great shot to win the whole thing. You really do.
So given that, you know, we're kind of on two different wavelengths a little bit with this, you guys going with the quarterbacks that have to prove the most on the deals that they were given, now they have to prove that they're worth it. I'm kind of going along the lines of quarterbacks that have to prove that they're still worth, you know, a major starting role in the NFL. And for that reason, I have Josh Rosen. As my number three, because I feel like once you move on from the place that seemed to have the ultimate faith in you by making you the top draft pick, once you move on from that place, the new program is really only willing to give you one opportunity to make good.
Yeah.
And if not, then the Miami Dolphins, I'm sure, will be more than happy to take their chances with the quarterback pool in the 2020 season with Taylor Lawrence or Tua potentially coming out. So in that regard, I think Josh Rosen is right up there amongst the top guys. I have him at number three as the quarterback with the most to prove if he wants to continue to have an NFL starting quarterback job.
Obviously, there are other guys who watch closely, guys like Kirk Cousins. I think it goes without saying that Eli Manning is probably not going to last very long as the starting quarterback in New York. I mean, the list goes on and on. And then the Redskins have a couple of guys who are all trying to prove that, if you're going along your theory right there with like thinking of players who are trying to play for contracts, you know, they've got a couple of guys who are trying to stay alive in the league, you know, not to mention the rookie coming in.
So. I've got Josh Rosen on my list as well. Rosen clearly... You know, obviously getting traded the year after you were a first-round pick, which just doesn't happen, there's no doubt that he has something to prove. There's no doubt that the leash on him is going to be probably shorter. There's a very realistic possibility that Miami brought him in only to trade him again this time next year or March of next year.
Yeah.
Because they're going to wind up being a team that is going to be in the running for Tua. And he's going to fall into that category of, well, yeah, he's good, but we can get somebody we think is better.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate, but it's kind of the way it is. So
he's auditioning, really.
Yeah, I absolutely have him.
Joe Flacco's interesting, too, in Denver. You know, not that I think that he's elite, but I do think that he has an opportunity. You know, I mean, you go to Denver, it's a great, great football town. Great, you know, forever was a great run organization. Are they a good organization now? Who knows? But the point is, I mean, he's now the starter there and has a chance to kind of rebuild his legacy. He's still, I mean, fairly young, too. And he's like, mm-hmm. he's 32. So, I mean, he still has an NFL quarterback age today. If he was to turn it around, he could realistically be the quarterback in Denver for 5, 6, 7 years if things get going right. But
and they drafted who? Drew Lock. So they've
Drew
got,
Lock. So they got a couple of years until, you know, they're hoping Joe Flacco's good. Kind of like a Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers situation in San Diego, back in San Diego before, where you have the opportunity to trade a guy away potentially.
Some potential honorable mentions. Jared Goff, anything to prove?
And it's so hard to judge Jared just because he is a victim, but he is also the recipient of the good side of being coached by Sean McVay. Because I don't really know how to grade him.
The reason I say he doesn't have anything to prove at this moment is because, like, your status, your feeling on Jared Goff probably isn't going to change massively from this year to the next, but we all know, like, he's not going anywhere for the next several seasons. Right. The Rams are riding with him. I don't think he has a lot to prove. One I would say, though, who does have a pretty big history of playing well in the NFL, and that's Cam Newton.
Yeah.
A lot of people think Cam Newton and his skill set
shoulder
has diminished.
Surgery, right.
As he's getting a little bit older and using his legs less, people are wondering if that's, you know, having an impact on how he's able to win football games and play. But, you know, he did have a decent season, at least from an accuracy standpoint, a season ago that a lot of people are forgetting about. And obviously the shoulder injury is a big one, but I think Cam Newton has some question marks and has a lot to prove this season, potentially to get back to MVP level of play that he once was.
I got Baker Kyler.
Baker Mayfield and Kyler are two guys who I think, you know, expectations high for Baker in Cleveland this year. Can he live up to it? And then you're right, Kyler's an interesting guy.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know what Baker has yet, because, like,
how does he handle? I mean, the Browns have been the Browns, right? So last year it was kind of easy to, you know, come. I mean, he did a great job handling an organization that has been atrocious for so long.
But he did also handle the Duke Johnson situation poorly, as some of his teammates
spoke out about. Yeah. I hear you.
He should have gotten code red in the locker room.
They're not sneaking up on anybody in 2019. There are people picking them to make the playoffs and win the division.
Yeah, so, for me, it's Kyler, though, because, I mean, he's got basically the entire 5'8" quarterback room sitting in the palm of his hands. He also is the guy that they just traded their first round draft pick for. He's
Cliff,
the guy who the coach wants. So he's got a ton. I mean, he is basically carrying the torch for under 6 foot quarterbacks, for his head coach, for the Cardinals, for Arizona, for Josh Rosen. He's carrying the torch for just about everybody.
Wow. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think he's going to be fascinating to watch because, you know, Kingsbury's offense, how does it translate? How does he translate leading the team? Not a lot of talent on that Arizona team.
No, it's terrible.
Either. So it's like, you know, but I think Kyler's a special player, man. I mean, he's been special from high school on, and so he's been able to buck the trend of being the small guy. So we'll see. But, yeah, I think Kyler, Baker to me, though, is one that really stands out, you know. So, and then Kirk Cousins, of course. I mean, come on. You know, like, I mean, he has not been able to live up to it in Minnesota. So I'm watching that closely to see if he can finally get over that hump and lead Minnesota to some postseason success.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.